So Bailey decided she would rather live across the street and not deal with Wilbur and Mr. Kitty and Callie and then all the chickens. She won't want to deal with it. She doesn't want to deal with that nonsense. So she rolled out and went to the neighbor's house. His ass put a collar on her. She'll come by every now and then. Hey, bitch, I'm still alive. How you doing? How you momming him? And then she dips out. Anyways, I was originally talking about my freaking chickens. My bad. So I started with 12 chickens. I guess I should back up a lot. Ooh, let's back way up. So, the old version of me used to put all of my business all out on the street. Like, I've gone back and seen some of my old Facebook posts, and I'm just thinking, ew, what the fuck? Why did nobody stop me? Why did you let, I guess you can't really, it's not like, it doesn't matter what you would have said. I wouldn't have listened anyways, because, I'm hard-headed as fuck. But whatever. I am currently reading Jordan Peterson's Beyond Chaos, and one of the chapters I'm on is talking about any memory over 18 months old should be written out completely and in detail. And I'm really struggling with this because I have lots of memories over 18 months. I have a lot of childhood trauma. I have a lot of, not necessarily childhood trauma, just being hard-headed and not just listening to people that have your best interests at heart. And so I decided I had to learn the hard way because, why not? So that is why I speak on so many different things because I've been so hard-headed that I've had to learn the hard way. So my intention with becoming a coach is, listen, man, I spent a lot of time learning some lessons that I shouldn't have had to learn that hard. Because of the way my brain is set up. I'm thinking, yeah, I know, I did this 10 times, but let's try it one more time. This one might not hurt as bad, which is hella dumb, but whatever. Anyways. So, anyways, okay, back to the whole write down anything over 18 months completely and in detail. Honestly. And I'm really struggling with it because of the abuse that I put myself through, the abuse that I did to my own body, the toxic behaviors that I allowed, had to learn the hard way. So I've got things that I tolerated that I really wish I hadn't, and it makes me sick to my stomach, and it makes me want to cry. Thinking that I could just mistreat myself so badly. It's not even about the way that other people treated me. Yeah, that was shitty too. But the fact that I disrespected myself so much and allowed myself to tolerate those, it makes me sick, it makes me cry. And then I guess if when I write it down, I guess that makes it real. And then you have to accept that. Accept the awful things that you've done. Own it. And then I guess move forward. What was the lesson that you learned from that? I don't know. I guess I'll let you guys know how it goes. I guess lesson to this is keep it real. You owe it to yourself. Sort your shit. And then deal with it. I don't freaking know. Like I told you, I was high earlier. I am now. Sorry, my bad. So I don't know. Bye, Felicia.